And welcome to this service of worship. Today marks the beginning of Christian Aid Week, and like all church activities at the moment, Christian Aid Week looks very different this year. Perhaps nowhere more so than for our St Andrews and St George's West community, where we are experiencing the loss of not being able to hold our annual Christian Aid book sale this week. The sale, now in its 48th year and probably the biggest charity book sale in the world, has raised over £1 million in the past 10 years for Christian Aid. Last May, my first act as then Minister-elect of St Andrews and St George's West was to introduce that year's patron 2 days before the sale began. I recall looking out over the vast array of books and the scores of volunteers and becoming aware of the huge scale of the event and the months of preparation that went into it. Our book sale may not be happening this week, but the scale of the need it seeks to address is ongoing. The work of Christian Aid is ongoing in response to COVID-19. In the words of Christian Aid, we are neighbours near and far who are going through this coronavirus pandemic together. Today we will be using resources created by Christian Aid for this Sunday. The order of service can be found on our website, and we say the words printed in bold together. The voices you will hear today are representative of the hundreds of people who make up the Christian Aid Book Sale family. We are mindful of each and every one of you this week. Our opening prayer is led by Nick Evans. Scripture readers are Arthur and Judy Chapman and Mary Davidson. The prayer of lament and intercession is led by Ruth Forrester. The choir of St Andrews and St George's West is under the direction of Brigitte Harris. Our vocal ensemble comprises Eleanor Cousins, Caitlin McGillivray, Drew Crichton and Andrew Carville. The service is edited by Andrew Carville. I invite you to join me now in our responsive call to worship. God is in our midst, forming us to be God's own people. Though the way may be difficult, God will be with us. We need not fear. In the Lord we will take our refuge, for God is our strength. Come to the Lord, who will surround you with God's own righteousness. Lord, open our hearts and our spirits, so that we may faithfully follow you. We worship God in the singing of hymn number 608, Spirit of Truth and Grace.
Spirit of Truth and Grace, come to us here.
Together.
at your hands. Have a good look. Our hands really are the most remarkable and useful tools involved in so much of what we do and how we do things, even in these days of social distancing. We're very mindful of hand washing these days and of how important it is for our well-being. Hand washing in Scripture has ritual significance, closely associated with innocence, cleansing, and purification. We approach our prayer of confession and absolution mindful of the physical and spiritual significance of hand washing.
Prayer of confession and absolution followed by the Lord's Prayer. God of all the earth, be present with us now in each of our homes as we connect together. Build us into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to you through Jesus Christ, our risen Redeemer and Healer. As we turn on the tap, we turn our hearts towards you, O God. As we wet our hands, renew our thoughts so we might be transformed. As we lather soap between fingers and over all our hands, purge from us all that brings us harm and might harm others. Remove the invisible guilt and shame that so often keeps us from you. As we rinse our hands, we trust in your overflowing grace, making all things new. And as a people bathed in your grace, hear us as we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught, saying, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us in the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen.
Our Old Testament reading is taken from Psalm 31, and the words express many of the emotions that we might be experiencing during this difficult time. Imagine what it might be like to say these words if you were in a refugee camp. It will be followed by our New Testament reading taken from the Gospel according to John. This is a part of the long farewell that Jesus gave his disciples shortly after he washed their feet with his own hands. Even though we are now in the fifth Sunday of Easter, these words have a poignancy and power for us to absorb and process. Listen now for the word of God in two readings from Scripture.
Some verses from Psalm 31.
In you, O Lord, I seek refuge. Do not let me ever be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me.
Incline your ear to me. Rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me.
You're indeed my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me.
Take me out of the net that is hidden from me, for you are my refuge.
Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God.
Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eye wastes away from grief, my soul and body also.
For my life is spent with sorrow, and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my misery, and my bones waste away.
I am the scorn of all my adversaries, a horror to my neighbours, an object of dread to my acquaintances. Those who see me in the street flee from me.
But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God.
My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and persecutors.
Let your face shine upon your servant. Save me in your steadfast love.
Love the Lord, all you his saints. The Lord preserves the faithful, but abundantly repays the one who acts haughtily.
Be strong and let your heart take courage. All you who wait for the Lord.
The
The Gospel of St. John, chapter 14, from verse 1. Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it."
Thank you.
We connect through sharing. One way many of us keep connected these days is through sharing videos and pictures, cartoons, articles and the like. On Tuesday, I was sent the same video 3 separate times. Okay, I thought, this one must be worth watching. It depicts a father reading his child a bedtime story. The scene supposedly takes place after the coronavirus crisis is over, in a not so distant future. The father opens up the book and describes to his child the world before coronavirus, a world of economic inequality, overconsumption, and damage to the world's ecosystems. He says, "It was a world of waste and wonder, of poverty and plenty, back before we understood why hindsight is 2020. The story then takes a turn and tells how the drastic impact of the virus ended up changing things for the better, with people learning how to share and enjoy each other and the planet and its resources. The video is by Tom Roberts and is called The Great Realization. You may have seen it. Right now, there are lots of realizations going on, a lot of pennies dropping for each of us and as a nation. 2 days ago marked the 75th anniversary of VE Day, a day that brought joy, joy born of the sacrifices of so many. Do we realize that the true depth of our gratitude is inextricably linked to the quality of our care now for those who gave so much? If, down the line, historians were to name this period the Great Realization, what will we have realized? Hindsight may be 2020, but it is foresight, foreknowledge, that can make all the difference in the present, in real time. Foresight, planning ahead in the light of what we know, planning to prevent what we want to avoid happening before it occurs. As questions are being asked about the national response to the pandemic, how can the answers inform the international response going forward? Will we listen to those who realise now, not in hindsight, the devastating effects of this pandemic as it relates to the world's poorest nations? Mark Lowcock of Humanitarian Affairs at the United Nations wrote this week that in the poorest countries, we should prepare for a rise in conflict, multiple diseases, hunger and poverty. What happens in the world's most fragile places has knock-on effects for all of us. The timing of his intervention is significant. He reckons that it is precisely at this moment when all the painful sacrifices being made on the home front are starting, however slowly, to have the desired effect, is the time to focus support on the most vulnerable globally. One thing this virus has brought home is that we are all connected, that our futures are bound more tightly together than ever before. Christian Aid and its partner agencies realise this. They're moving quickly to limit the impact of coronavirus in some of the most vulnerable communities, reaching out to our neighbours around the world, neighbours in refugee camps and cramped living conditions, neighbours without adequate hand-washing facilities, neighbours who face the devastating impact of coronavirus with even less of the protection that we have struggled to access here. These are common themes, the same needs that we would want to see met in our own communities. This is a time of many realisations. To realise something is to make it real in some way. If we realise a fact, we see its truth. If we realise the seriousness of a situation, we become aware of its dangers. Also, to realise a plan is to make it happen. Realisation holds within it both recognition and the achieving of a desired result. That is why, for Christians, Easter could be termed the great realization. The recognition that Jesus is raised from the dead, with the result not only that death can no longer claim us, but also that life before death is supposed to look radically different. For Jesus' first followers, it was in recognizing Jesus, in realizing who Jesus was, that the resurrection became real for them, not a folk legend or a bedtime story, but real. So it is for us. We make Easter real by our recognizing Jesus. And our gospel reading this morning tells us how to do that. We heard Jesus in conversation with his disciples at the Passover meal we call the Last Supper. Jesus says to them, "I am the way. My teachings will guide your feet. My presence will sustain your spirit. In all your challenges, I am the way." He's telling us that the way to recognize him is by following in his wake, in his way of sacrificial living and loving. As Easter people, we live out the great realization as we follow Jesus, and we follow by reaching out to all and sharing, just as he did. And we're more than neighbours. Through Christ, we're family. We're kith and kin. Whether through volunteer sorting through thousands of books for the book sale, or through health educators in Malawi or Myanmar, living the way is work that is of one cloth, one warp and weft, inextricably linked. When Jesus says he is the way, Philip asks a burning question. Actually, it's a statement, a request, maybe even a demand, but underneath it is a question. "Show us the Father," Philip says, "and we will be satisfied." Or to put it more directly, what does God look like? Jesus answers by telling Philip and us, "You already know what God looks like. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father," he says. And the promise is that when we follow the path that Jesus walked, live the way Jesus lived, we will encounter him. And we will see in Jesus what God looks like, and more importantly, what God is up to in the world and who God is for. This Christian Aid Week, may we all realize in a particular way how we are each part of the great realization that the multi-shaped body of Christ the Church, wide as the nations of the world, bears Christ's image where it carries on the work he did, as he did, still healing, still sharing, still equipping, still empowering, still making God visible in the world. It's the way which leads to God's kingdom being realized. It's how God's kingdom, God's kith and kindom, is both recognized and achieved. It's the way to realizing a vision and a future that needs to be so much better than 2020.
We were created by your word. Now. A prayer of lament and intercession. In this prayer, we will pray together using our hands as well as our words. We will move our hands as we pray. Listen for the prompt before each response. The response to God in your mercy is, hear our prayer. Let us pray. God, our refuge, we come to you with open hands, some of us with hearts full of questions, some of us bruised by bereavement, some of us fearful of what the future holds, all of us stunned by the events of this year. Draw close to us now in each of our homes as we place our honest questions and hopes into your open, resurrected, yet scarred hands. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. With the honesty of the psalmist, the wrestling questions of Job, and the lament of the prophets, we bring to you our questions or our silence. Now, hold your index finger and in silence ask the question that most burdens your heart. Or simply sit in silence before God. Hold the silence together. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Hear the cry of our hearts, Lord, silent and aloud, for bereaved neighbours near and far. Comfort those pained by being absent, and hold close those who are hurting alone. Now, hold your ring finger and pray for comfort for those you know who are bereaved. Or simply sit in silence before God. Hold the silence together. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In this season of Easter, renew us with resurrection hope, that while weeping lingers in this night, joy will come with the morning. Now, hold your middle finger, and in the silence, tell God what you are most looking forward to in the future. Or simply sit in silence before God. Hold the silence together. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. On this Christian Aid Week Sunday, we pray for and with communities across the world who are most vulnerable to coronavirus. We pray for people living in refugee camps and city slums with limited sanitation facilities, who are unable to wash their hands regularly and have little opportunity to isolate from others. We pray for Christian Aid partners working to provide soap and buckets, communicating clear, accurate information, raising the voices of the most vulnerable, and ensuring they are kept as safe as possible. Now, hold your thumb as you pray for the most vulnerable, those closest to God's heart. Or simply sit in silence before God. Hold the silence together. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those of us who are self-isolating, which can sometimes feel like we aren't doing anything, remind us that we are all doing our part and saving lives by staying at home. Now, hold your little finger and ask God for what you need, or simply sit in silence before God. Hold the silence together. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for much wisdom and resources for those in local and national authority, for all those frontline and key workers here in Britain, Ireland, and across the world. Now, put your hands together and pray for the many frontline workers and volunteers, and for Christian Aid partners working to help others across the world. Or simply sit in silence before God. Hold the silence together. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we have clapped to honour them, we clap our hands now in praise of your glorious creation. And with the hope that the first shoots of another possible world are coming into view. Now, clap your hands in praise of God's glorious creation and with the hope of new possibilities for the world. God, in your mercy, hear all our prayers. Amen.
As we journey into a Christian Aid week unlike any other, hear these words of blessing. May the presence of the Creator refresh you. May the comfort of the Son renew you. May the inspiration of the Spirit restore you to be love in action, even from a distance in our neighbourhoods near and far, this day and forevermore. Amen.